Chapter 4. I do fully testify, then, before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who is about to judge living and dead at his manifestation and his reign. Preach the word, be earnest in season, out of season, convict, rebuke, exhort, in all longsuffering and teaching. For there shall be a season when the sound teaching they will not suffer, but according to their own desires to themselves they shall keep up teachers, itching in the hearing. And indeed, from the truth the hearing they shall turn away, and to the fables they shall be turned aside. And now, watch in all things, suffer evil, do the work of one proclaiming good news, of thy ministration make full assurance. For I am already being poured out, and the time of my release hath arrived. The good strife I have striven, the course I have finished, the faith I have kept. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of the righteousness that the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not only to me, but also to all those loving his manifestation. Be diligent to come unto me quickly. For Demas forsook me, having loved the present age, and went on to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Lucas only is with me, Marcus having taken, bring with thyself, for he is profitable to me for ministration. And Tychicus I sent to Ephesus. The cloak that I left in Troas with Carpus, coming, bring thou, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil, may the Lord repay to him according to his works. Of whom also do thou beware, for greatly hath he stood against our words. In my first defense no one stood with me, but all forsook me, may it not be reckoned to them. And the Lord stood by me, and did strengthen me, that through me the preaching might be fully assured, and all the nations might hear, and I was freed out of the mouth of a lion. And the Lord shall free me from every evil work, and shall save me, to his heavenly kingdom, to whom is the glory to the ages of the ages. Amen. Salute Prisca, and Aquilas, and Onesiphorus' household. Erastus did remain in Corinth, and Trophimus I left in Miletus infirm. Be diligent to come before winter. Salute Nedoth Eubulus, and Pudens, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ is with thy spirit, the grace is with you. Amen.